Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
You know, inflation is often seen as a negative economic force, raising the cost of living, reducing purchasing power, and destabilizing markets. However, in my opinion, it can also have positive effects for businesses. In fact, inflation can encourage innovation, improve service quality, and foster healthy competition. When managed well, I actually believe that inflation can act as a catalyst for growth and improvement. So here are five reasons why I believe inflation, within reason, can actually be a good thing. Number one, improves efficiency. Inflation pushes businesses to streamline operations and increase efficiency. As the cost of goods, raw materials and wages rise, companies face pressure to maintain profitability. And this often leads to process optimizations and a more efficient use of resources. These improvements not only help companies survive during inflation, but also position them for long-term success, often resulting in better products and services for you and I as customers. Number two, encourages innovation. Inflation actually pushes companies to innovate in order to offer more value without simply raising prices. Companies may improve product design, packaging, or customer experiences, or even explore new ways to deliver more with fewer resources. And in addition, businesses that invest in research and development during inflationary times may uncover new technologies that address market gaps. This enhances their market share, builds customer loyalty, and actually drives growth. Number three, enhancing service quality. As prices rise, you and I become more discerning. We seek greater value for our money. To retain customer loyalty, businesses often raise the bar on service quality. And this may include offering superior customer service, personalized experiences, or enhanced product features. And number four, fueling healthy competition. Inflation, you see, fosters healthy competition, especially among businesses targeting the same or very similar customer base. Increased competition forces companies to adopt best practices, improve offerings, and maintain higher standards. Businesses that fail to adapt may actually struggle, while nimble competitors seize the opportunity. Additionally, inflation can encourage companies to diversify product lines, target new market segments, or expand geographically, making the economy more vibrant and even more dynamic. So fifthly and finally, boosting long-term growth. So though inflation poses short-term challenges, it can actually boost long-term business growth. Companies that adapt by improving service offerings, cutting costs, and innovating become more resilient over time. A competitive market fueled by inflation leads to a diverse and sophisticated business landscape where companies thrive by meeting evolving customer demands and embracing new technologies. Businesses that focus on efficiency, quality, and competition can use inflation as a stepping stone to future success, becoming stronger and more competitive in the long run. So in conclusion, while inflation is often viewed as a disruptive economic force, I actually think it can offer several benefits for businesses by driving efficiency, fostering innovation, improving service quality, and fueling competition. Inflation actually creates an environment whereby businesses must adapt and improve. Companies that enhance and embrace these challenges are more likely to emerge stronger, benefiting both themselves and, again, you and I as consumers. Rather than fearing inflation, I actually think that businesses can view it as an opportunity to grow, evolve, and thrive. If I can finish up with just a couple of personal applications to this. On a simple level, inflation has actually caused my wife and I to carefully consider where we decide to eat out for dinner, and the very rare occasions we do, since she's actually such a great chef. Now, we don't mind spending good money, but the service, the food quality, and the ambience must match or actually exceed our expectations. Now, another personal example is that we've decided to consolidate our grocery shopping into one particular store. Now, in the past, we go to different stores for different items, but we often found the customer service at some of the other stores to be an oxymoron. The grocery store we now use almost exclusively gets a much larger share of our wallet, as they say, to use a marketing term. But the employees, they actually seem to enjoy working there. And it actually shows in the joy and the service that we receive, both in the aisles as we interact with employees and at the checkout. So in summary, I actually believe inflation, within reason, can actually be a good thing.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.